Made in Sheffield, made by you.
All aboard the night train.
Sunday night at 9 p.m. It's the night train.
A non-stop musical journey, taking in music from around the globe.
Funk, soul, rock and roll,
Latin scorchers, scratchy 78s,
deep gospel, Delta blues,
heavyweight dub, psychedelic nuggets, and a whole lot more.
The Night Train, Sundays 9 p.m. here on Sheffield Live.
The Breakdown, 4 o'clock classic.
Electric lights blow my mind, but I feel alright. Never stop, it's how we ride. Roller coaster till we die. You catch my eye, girl, you wanna fly. I'm so alive. Never stop, it's how we ride. Roller coaster till we die. I don't wanna go to school, I just wanna break the rules. Boys and girls across the world, put it on our dancing shoes. Going to the discotheque, get it loud and get it laced. I don't wanna go to school, I just wanna break the rules. I don't wanna go to school, I just wanna break the rules. Boys and girls across the world, put it on our dancing shoes. Going to the discotheque, get it loud and get it laced. I don't wanna go to school, I just wanna break the rules.
Okay, back, 4 o'clock classic today on The Breakdown. It's Charlie XCX, and that is a notable play for several reasons. Charlie XCX has never had a 4 o'clock classic. That's not the main one. That takes her now to 40 plays on The Breakdown, level with St. Vincent, making her the joint highest ever played female artist on the show. And it extends her run of being played in consecutive years to 14, which is, it was already a record, but now 14. She's safe until 2026. From the second record, Sucker, which was 2014, wasn't it? That was Break the Rules. And yes, it's just still sounding very, very good. The Breakdown was there from the very beginning with Charlie XCX.
We made her.
We helped.
We helped.
What she has become. No new music from her this year, but I think she's been concentrating on movies and getting married.
Oh, yeah.
And she's allowed that. Right. New stuff.
Yeah, new stuff. Lots of new stuff. still tracked some albums to play, including two from albums of the week.
Yeah, I'm going to play something from the Divine Comedy album. After whatever you play next, I'm going to play a song.
Well, not something from an album that's out now, but an album that's out very soon. It's the new one from Cusp. What I Want Doesn't Want Me Back is out on the 17th of October by Exploding in Sound. We played the previous single, and we're playing this one. This is Oh Man.
I don't like this.
Catherine Joseph, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
There's a country not so far away where everything that people do and say is upside down and back to front. Logic there is redundant. 2 + 2 = 5, and apples fall upwards into the sky. Come on, let's go down the rabbit hole. Follow me down the rabbit hole. Follow me down the rabbit hole. bitter slowly slipped away. We lost a little more of him each day. First his feet, then his legs, then his heart, then his head, until just one hand survived to wave his friends and family bye-bye.
That clearly goes into something else on the album. That was Down the Rabbit Hole by Divine Comedy from their album Rainy Sunday Afternoon, their first in 6 years. How many have they had? Steve, I'm going to give you two either way. All the way back to 1990.
Ooh, 11.
Just in. In which direction are you just in?
I'm guessing I went under.
So 13?
Yeah.
Yeah. 13. It's a really good record. And the final track on it, if you're not going to listen to everything else, listen to the final song called Invisible Fred or String, whichever one that isn't the Taylor Swift title. Okay. I think it's Invisible Fred.
Yeah.
Beautiful track. There's touring that album throughout the end of September and October. Getting to Sheffield on the 16th at the City Hall.
Ooh, City Hall.
Yeah, City Hall. I might go to that. I think I will.
Check prices first, John.
Yeah. Let's go back to last week now.
Let's go back to last week, yes. Both of us have brought lots of stuff that we didn't manage to get in. So, what are you going to do?
I'm going to play Homefront.
Homefront.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that will follow the first taste of the new album by The Deers, a Canadian group. Now, mainly, I think, just husband and wife of Murray and Natalia. But the album is called Life is Beautiful, Life is Beautiful, Life is Beautiful, which is something we need reminding of occasionally. And this single was Tears of a Nation.
And put up one hell of a fight. Andreas from Alpaca Sports, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Absolutely, that should have been played last week. Homefront, who were previously my fourth favourite song of the year. The
producers of 2023.
That track was called Light Sleeper, and it's the first from an album coming out in November. called Watch It Die, and the aim on the album is 12 songs of danceable, hummable, rousing and honest music. And I got hints of Japan Droids about that.
Oh, definitely, yes. Yes, I was getting that. Tears Before That, yes. Yeah, Tears of a Nation from an album that's coming out on November the 7th.
Right. Now, Cardiacs, Rob Majeure has chosen this one.
Friend of the show has chosen this one. Yes, because it's the one of the few that feature Tim Smith on vocals, obviously, recorded a long time ago. Album features, well, tracks recorded over the years since the last album. And this is The May.
We respected signs, we had butterflies that are in our bad minds. People want you for what you believe in and what guides your life's times. And the penalty is death for you if I wear your Carolina one when I saw you, yeah.
The Breakdown, Albums of the Week.
I'm not afraid to
forgot just how short that was. Album of the week, albums of the week, all wrapped up. That was a big surprise from former champ's debut album. What did I say it was called? It's not a test, Joel. I saw you in paradise.
I didn't know that. And before...
Cardiacs.
With a very sudden ending.
Yes.
All right.
Took us by surprise. From LSD.
Person People. Great name for a band. And it is the new name of the act by William Burgess, who was in Women's Iowa a long time ago, who I remember splitting quite suddenly. Maybe just after their first couple of gigs. But he is back making music, and this song is the first from an album which is due out in November called Ever Your Life. This track is called Half Light.
Welcome to the high. Step into this vacuum of mine, running out of answers, running for my life under full moon. It could have been a dream that took me away, a messed up situation I couldn't.
That too.
Very good. I don't think I gave enough credit to the title, the name of the band, Person People. I like that a lot. Half Light, the name of that track. Okay, plenty of time now to get your Treble 7 underway within the regulation time slot.
Which I thought you didn't care about that anymore.
Don't care about it, Mel. It's nice to.
It is nice. We'll get it in before half past. In a few minutes, you're going to hear a track from Debbie Dawson. Debbie Dawson, we played on The Breakdown before, just the latest single from her. And before that, you're going to hear Snooper, latest preview of their album Worldwide, coming out in October. We're going to kick it off with another new artist of the show, a band called The Mockups. The lead singer of The Mockups is Gerard Way from My Chemical Romance.
Oh.
He's joined forces with The Interrupters. And this is their first single. It's called I Want to Know Your Name.
I'm gonna say it plain.
The Breakdown, Treble 7.
That's Debbie Dawson, new single from her called I Want You. You heard Pom Poko before. No, you didn't. You heard Snoopy before that with Pom Pom. Pom Pom. And we kicked off with the mock-ups and I Want to Know Your Name. That's me done. You give me your longest
song. I'm going to give you a big one now. And this was a big one given to me by friend of the show, Ben Corrigan, last week at your very successful gig, 42 Valley.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent night there. He was raving about this artist, Lightning in a Twilight Hour, who turns out has miles on the musical clock, part of the Field, let's say Field Mice?
Field Mice, yeah.
Back in the day. Now operating under the name Lightning in a Twilight Hour. There's two recent singles from the start of September, and this one is called There's More to Life Than Crooks, and it is big, but it good.
Thank you.
big one. It was a good one. That was But There's More to Life Than Crooks from Lightning in a Twilight Hour. Thank you to Ben for that.
Thank
final,
you, Ben.
Final 17 minutes of the show. Let's get five in. What have you got?
Five in. Okay, we'll start with something new from PVA. They've announced a new album, their sophomore album, which is coming out next year. Wow, imagine that. 23rd of January it's coming out. No More Like This is the name of it. This single came out this week. It's called Boyface.
Boy's face, you got a boy's face.
And dot lips.
You got a boy's face, you got a boy's face. You got a boy's face, you got a boy's face.
And dot lips.
You got a boy's face, you got a boy's face.
Body and breath to the air. Your eyes a language, your tongue a temptress. Eyes follow you around the room. Little star being, I'll be over soon. Let it in your backseat, I breathe. Take my tongue too and tell it for me. You can take my name. My jaw drops your clothes here.
Myself in another world, again we share. Love it in your backseat, I breathe. Take my tongue too and tell it to me. You can take my name. Boy's face, you got a boy's face.
And dot lips.
You got a boy's face, you got a boy's face. Got a boy's face.
And dot lips.
My jaw drops your clothes.
This is Meishi Meishi and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Can't relax when I sit on my hands, floating in space but tethered. Not work but not quite leisure, not the comfort that you'd like to guess. Can't stand a plan again and watch it collapse.
Just go.
lovely. That was Public Opinion with Perpetual Motion Machine, the title track to an EP which came out yesterday. One of the tracks features Drug Church on it.
And yes, I saw that.
Very, very good. Approaching the final 10 minutes, easily get free in here. So, where are you going next?
Well, I'll give you a sub-3-minute one then. New track, well, actually, a new album, another new album. Lorne are the band from New Orleans. Their album, God Made the Highway, came out yesterday via Exploding in Sound. This came out during the week as the final single, Barroom Wonder.
When the clock struck 9 and you said, let's ride, I live my country life on Times Square time.
This is Vanity Fairy, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live.
Only call me on a Friday night, and by Monday, well, I'm off your mind. Always want me for a weekend ride. Said it from the start, so no surprise, but every time we talk, I don't wanna go, no, I don't wanna go slowly.
No Wednesday, but Cameron Hayes instead. Owned me a brilliant track out last week. Don't know much about her, but worth looking into.
Yes.
Okay, final song. Stealing Sheep album. We didn't know about this.
Yeah, the album's out yesterday.
Yeah, Girl Life, GLO, Girl Life Online, came out yesterday. Five singles came ahead of it. This was the final one of them, released earlier this week. It's called You Feel Me. And that's us done.
It is. Goodbye.
Farewell.
Say what you shouldn't say. Say what you shouldn't say. Say what you mean. Say what you dream. Say how you feel. Say what is real. Say what you mean. Say what you dream. Say how you feel. Say what is real. Say what you shouldn't say. Say what you shouldn't say. Say what you shouldn't say.
You feel me?